Track 4. Hall of Witness. From a position facing the coat check area, please turn around 180 degrees away from the coat check area and move forward about 30 feet, taking care to go around the wheelchair station near the coat check area. You will come to a table used by volunteers. Often, Holocaust survivors are available here to share their stories with you. Turn to the right and proceed 20 feet to the museum's information desk. Follow the desk to the left about 8 feet to the end of that side of the desk. Just a step further, you will come to two rows of lights, like illuminated glass tiles encased in the floor and extending left and right on an angle. During the museum's busy season, there are usually visitors lined up at the information desk waiting for tickets. This description will tell you to follow the path of the tiles along the floor to the right. If there are visitors blocking your way, listen to the following description of the tiles and then turn to the right, walking around the visitors and proceeding to the metal sculptures and a bench-like seating area about 45 feet ahead. Turn to the right and follow the tiles about 15 feet. You may notice that the rows of tiles end, but pick up again about 5 feet further on after the break in the rows of tiles. Proceed another 25 feet forward to a metal bench-like seating area that extends to the left about 8 feet. You may notice a vertical girder just to the right. From this juncture, you may wish to sit here for an overall description of the Hall of Witness. You are in the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum's Hall of Witness. It is a large, open, and rectangular area. The building itself is 5 stories high, and its skylight collapses down with its base at the top of the 2nd floor, and its peak is at the 3rd floor. When you go down the steps toward the gravity sculpture, the space feels even taller because you're 1 floor down at that point. The skylight shelters the entire area like a gable roof between the tall towers that encompass this hall. The skylight roof consists of dozens of twisted or skewed trapezoidal panes. The glass roof shears the building along a diagonal line. The skylight drops beneath the flanking brick walls, pressing down upon the open space below, even as it opens the visitor's view to the sky above. Below, the skylight steel girders span the distance and add to a sense of weight over the area, about half the size of a football field. The hall is a transitional threshold that separates and displaces the visitor from the outside world. The building employs construction methods from the industrial past, and these old-fashioned techniques are visible in the Hall of Witness. Steel plates, bolted metal, girders, and rivets. The raw brick is load-bearing, and the structure is exposed. The walls at the short ends of the hall are in stark contrast to each other. The far end from where you are is black granite. The end that rises up behind where you're seated is white marble. Throughout, the brick is bound by straps or bands of metal under concrete arches. Arches and angles predominate. At the top of the dark slabs on the far wall are the words, "You are my witnesses," Isaiah 43:10. If you're seated at the bench-like metal seating, please stand and from where you are now, facing the hall, turn to your right. Or if you prefer to remain seated, this next section will take only a moment and includes stairs. It will describe an area with a pillar that is behind the bench seating. Move about 10 feet to a railing at 3 curved steps, about 15 inches deep, up to a landing with additional seating available on your right. Move forward 9 feet to a steel round pillar. It supports one end of another steel girder over the landing. For those who decided to remain seated previously, please rise and turn to your right to walk forward about 30 feet to a metal railing. Turn left and follow the glass wall on your right. Square glass panels form a grid-like pattern. After about 8 feet, you can descend the 3 metal steps and turn right. About 13 feet ahead, you'll come to a railing that stretches to the left. For those who decided to remain seated previously, please rise and turn to your right to walk forward about 30 feet to a metal railing. Beyond the railing is a gap of 6 feet, and a floor below us is a set of 2 curved and large metal doors within the brick. Above you, rectangular openings, like windows leading nowhere, are also set within the brick wall. Extending from the wall straight ahead are lamps that face down from metal shades focusing the light. The following description will ask you to follow the railing to the left. There are sometimes groups of visitors or presentations taking place in this area. If you are unable to follow the railing to the left, listen to the following description. Turning to your left, walk until you are at the base of a stone stairway that is 70 feet away. Follow the railing to the left and note a locked metal gate of cross-hatched beams about 15 feet along on your right. Continue along the railing for another 45 feet to an opening on the right to the entrance walkway for the Anne and Isidore Falk Gallery and its Remember the Children, Daniel Story, an exhibition for children. The next time you visit, you may wish to explore this exhibition. It tells the story of one family's experiences during the Holocaust from the perspective of a boy growing up in Nazi Germany between 1933 and 1945. The self-guided exhibition takes about 45 minutes to an hour to walk through. Just 10 feet past this entrance area is a wide stone stairway, 18 feet wide at its base. It ascends over this far side of the hall. To the left of the staircase, etched at the top of the black granite slabs of the wall, are the words mentioned earlier, toward which we have been moving. You are my witnesses. Isaiah 43:10. The staircase leads to a window that seems to be blocked. The narrowing staircase suggests a closed-off area in relation to the rest of the space.